All right, welcome to this emergency podcast. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. How far are the globalists and governments going to take this when it comes to vaccine mandates? That's the question of today's podcast. How far are they going to take it? Are they going to go door to door with forced vaccines at gunpoint? And the answer is yes. Are they going to medically kidnap people who are unvaccinated and take them into death camps just by declaring them to be a public health threat since they're not vaccinated? The answer is yes. Are they going to execute unvaccinated people? Yes, if they can get away with it, they will. Absolutely. And the way you know this is just look at the French president. And I forgot that weasel's name. Let's call him Mr. Weasel. The French president has said that people who are unvaccinated are no longer citizens. Now, why did he say that? Why did he say that? Because as a citizen, even under France's constitution, you have certain human rights that are recognized by the government. But if they can take away your classification as a citizen, then they can torture you, execute you, perform medical experiments on you. They can murder you. That's what the weasel is saying, is they're going to take away your citizenship and then they can kill you or do anything they want with you. He's actually letting the cat out of the bag. He's saying it publicly. It's not hard to know where this is going. We've watched the leaders of Australia and Canada and other nations say that if you're not vaccinated, you're a dirty, filthy person and you're not allowed to participate in society. Essentially, you're not allowed to leave your home for any reason. I think Trudeau even said in Canada that parents shouldn't allow their children to mingle with filthy, unvaccinated children. So you see, they're segregating society. They're creating discrimination by vaccine. And this is the beginning of what always leads to genocide, which is to say, well, those filthy other people, they, as the government leaders will often say, they therefore deserve to die. And they will find ways to kill them. And that's called democide or genocide. And it's happened, of course, hundreds of times throughout world history, and it's happening again. This is the setup for it. And remember, ultimately, this is all about depopulation. And we knew they were just going to keep ratcheting down the tyranny or ratcheting up the tyranny. So yes, they started with, oh, give us 2 weeks to flatten the curve and then we'll get back to normal. That was in, what, February of 2020? 2 weeks. And as Alex Jones says, the hardest part about 2 weeks to flatten the curve is the first 2 years. And it's continuing. It's going to get worse. So yeah, they said, take the shots, then we'll be back to normal. That happened, in 2021. First it was, okay, just to back up. First it was 2 weeks to flatten the curve, then we'll be fine. Then it was 2 shots. And now what is it? Oh, a third shot, a fourth shot, a fifth shot, a sixth shot, and then forever lockdowns. And then it's, well, you're not allowed to buy food. You're not allowed to have your children go to school. You're not allowed to open a bank account. You're not allowed to participate in society. You're going to be arrested if you show up in court without a mask. That's happened to people. This is where we are in society. Now, let me ask you this important question. Do you think the tyrants are going to stop where we are now? Why would they? They've been able to get away with all this so far. Why would they stop now? Why would they say, well, we've had enough tyranny? Because, of course, the masks and the vaccines aren't working, obviously, because COVID cases are skyrocketing in all the countries and all the states that keep pushing the masks and the vaccines and the social distancing. So all that stuff doesn't work. So why would they say that they want to stop the tyranny now? Well, they're not going to. So ask yourself this question, just in your own mind, ask yourself, what's next? If they were going to crank up the tyranny, what would they do next? And the answers are kind of self-evident. It's just rather obvious here. In New York, they're already setting it up to where they can just medically kidnap you and take you out of your home against your will at gunpoint if they deem that you are a threat to public health, even if you have no symptoms, you haven't tested positive, you haven't infected anyone, you're not sick, nothing. They can just say, well, you haven't taken the vaccine, therefore you're a threat to public health. They can take you away and throw you in a COVID death camp. And why do I use the term death camp? Because that's where this is going. That's the next step, is for them to just say, well, we can't have these filthy, unvaccinated people polluting society, you know, and they'll probably add to that, and many of them are Trump supporters, which means they're insurrectionists and terrorists, and many of them are Christians, which means they're transphobic. Therefore, can't have these filthy people in society. You're going to have to just get rid of them. And so, yes, they've set that up too. They have the FEMA camps. They have the guillotines. They have the incineration ovens ready to go, folks. They've had this. Look, this has all been planned for many, many years. They're not going to abandon the plan now. They're working the plan. They're moving forward with the plan. And the plan is the total extermination of the human race. As I've said numerous times recently on the Alex Jones Show, warning people that if we don't stop this, they're going to kill half the human population. They will literally kill over 5 billion people over time who will die from the vaccine injections over the next decade or so if we don't stop this in about the next year. Now, granted, those are estimates, but there's no question it's going to be billions who die if we don't stop this thing. So don't think for a second that they're going to find a point where it's too much tyranny. No, no, no. The goal in the minds of the governments and the governors and the vaccine pushers and the globalists and so on, their goal is the extermination of humankind. So it's never enough until everyone is dead, in their view. You understand? It's never enough until they kill everyone. At which point, it won't matter for you or me, because we'll all be dead, you know, if the globalists get their way. Now, I don't think they're going to succeed in killing everybody, but they will kill billions. Well, at least right now, my prediction is they will kill about 1.5 billion. If this continues, it's going to go to 2 billion and 3 billion and 4 billion and so on. And that's, remember, they're vaccinating 30 million people a day. About a third of those will die over time. So 10 million people today and each day are being exterminated over the next 10 years. That's the reality of what we're dealing with. So if you ask, or if you think to yourself, well, gosh, well, they wouldn't do anything, you know, unethical. Really? They're trying to murder you. That's kind of unethical. If you're thinking, oh, they wouldn't violate the law, they've already violated the law. So I got to say to the people who are delusional and they're living in denial, you better listen up or you will die. And frankly, most people will probably end up dead because they won't listen. And it's not hard to see where this goes. Okay? So that's my warning for society. You better pay attention, because we in the independent media, we are right about this. We know what we're talking about. We're trying to warn you. We're trying to save humanity. If you don't listen, you will be exterminated by the globalists. And the fact that many people out there are going along with it is just adding to the insanity. But thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.